Welcome to Emo Prom Night. This is a story about a high school band in the year 2005 called Your Thoughts, My Memories. They were three brooding, dark teenagers, Kaz, Dallas, and Tyson, who wrote catchy emo songs like At Least I Was With You When I Died.
At least I was with you when I died.
They had another one called Off Your Shower Curtain, I Tied a Noose.
Off your shower curtain, I tied a noose.
Your Thoughts, My Memories were so emotional, sensitive, and hardcore that they even had matching tattoos that said cute without the E after the Taking Back Sunday song. If you can't spell, that means cut. Now back in 2005, teenagers embraced emo music like sharp kitchen knives. And in this story about the pre-iPhone era, most high school kids were bored and spending their free hours on MySpace pages. Our adventure begins in Toledo, Ohio. Or as some called it, Tolimo, Ohio. Now, before we meet the band, let's meet Tiffany Hart. Tiffany is your typical high school cheerleader, the exact opposite of what a high school emo kid was like in 2005.
Woo! Party, football, Eminem, Abercrombie.
Tiffany has a secret. The summer between her junior and senior year, she had a romantic interlude with the bass player from Your Thoughts, My Memories, named Costner Franklin, a.k.a. Koss.
Hi, I'm Koss. I bleed the dream.
Tiffany and Koss met on a family vacation, and for some reason, they began hanging out.
Hi, Tiffany. I'm Koss. I would cut myself for you.
Weren't you the kid who covered himself in glue in eighth grade to appear more pasty?
Yeah.
That was weird. Hey, can you really play that guitar?
Yeah, you want to hear something?
That was dope. Beach, 7:30 tonight. Be there.
Whoa, is this like a real-life Hawthorne Heights song?
Who?
After their summer fling during senior year, Koss had a little trouble focusing. All he could think about was Tiffany.
Koss? Have you seen my flat iron? What's going on in there?
Go away!
When the band rehearsed, Koss kept messing up.
Koss, what happened, man? You missed like 8 notes in that song.
Sorry, Dallas. I have a lot on my mind.
Get it together, man. If we're going to be the biggest emo band in the world, we have to be tight. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound insensitive.
That's okay, Tyson. I'll try and focus. It's just, you know, today is the 2-year anniversary of when Beck died.
Is it?
Yep. June 7th, 2003. We were sophomores.
Oh, shit. I forgot that was today.
Oh, yeah. Beck's death. See, the members of the band in 2003 were Koss, Dallas, Tyson, and Beck. They had just formed and were wearing ball-bursting, skin-tight black jeans, strapping locks on their instrument to execute the perfect on-stage bass guitar swing-around neck move and ironing their jet-black hair. Their use of word math helped them perfect phrases that barely made any sense. And Beck was a great writer. He had a song called Wrote a Yak.
I wrote a yak into the sunset.
Oh, great rehearsal, guys. That's a hit. Wrote a Yak feels really current.
Hell yeah. Hey, Tyson, nice work on bass. That was like Pete Wentzian.
Thanks, Koss. Beck, you were in the pocket with the drums, too. And what about the birthday boy, Dallas Havoc, on the lead vocals, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, what do you guys think about Havoc as a last name for me? I mean, I was also thinking Dallas Pandemonium might be better.
That's dark. I like it.
Whoa, 16. Speaking of birthdays, I swiped this tequila for my old man. It's called Sousa. Looks high end. Let's play quarters.
Do a shot. Come on, Beck.
Beck, 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 Beck. Yeah!
Guys, packed. Let's make Your Thoughts, My Memories the biggest emo band on the planet. Or at least in Toledo. But let's stick to those dumb jocks that fuck with us at school.
Yeah!
Dallas, Mom says to be quiet.
Shut up, Samantha! No eighth graders allowed!
Oh my god, are you wearing Mom's mascara?
You're such a loser! Get out of here!
Mom!
Hey guys, before we do another shot, I have to tell you something. It's about my girlfriend Avery. She's pregnant. She told me by writing a Fall Out Boy lyric on the toe of her Chuck Taylors today.
Wait, Beck, are you sure? How do you know? Have you, like, done it?
Of course we've done it.
Whoa, dude, no. We have a plan for this band. We can't be having babies. Besides, what about the emo code?
Man, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't intend for this to happen.
You're so stupid, man.
Hey, look, this is hard for me. We're all a little freaked out.
But what about us, the band?
So that's what this is about, huh? Make it all about you? Think about what I'm going through here. Damn. I gotta go.
Hey, do you guys think I was a little hard on Beck just now? We just always promise to be honest in this band. This is our safe place. This is our time. We're the Goonies, and the Goonies never say die.
Hey, you guys!
Yeah. Hey, you guys! Is right. You can say that again. I was thinking about Goonies yesterday. Do you think Chunk was the first emo?
He did cry a lot. Hey, you guys. Keep it together, Dallas.
And then, later that night, the unthinkable happened when Beck was driving home.
We now bring you news of tragedy on the highway last night as a fatal car accident took the life of a local sophomore, Beck Tendero. The 16-year-old musician was traveling back from band practice when he lost control of his vehicle. A memorial service will be held Saturday at Heaven's Lawn.
Did you guys hear? Avery wasn't pregnant after all of that? God, I feel terrible. I was an asshole to Beck.
I've been thinking. We need to make a pact between us to honor Beck. We go straight edge from here on out. Full emo. No drinking, no drugs, no sex before graduation. To honor Beck's memory.
I'm in.
We get the band back in shape. We find a new drummer. Stay celibate. And sober. And we make it. For Beck. For life.
For Beck. For life.
So by the time they were seniors, Dallas, Tyson, and Koz had kept to their pact. Partially because, well, nobody actually wanted to sleep with them. Your Thoughts, My Memories evolved into a three-piece after Tyson moved to drums. Now, it is 2005, 1 week before their senior prom, and they are just about to get some news on their MySpace page about if they were selected to play their prom.
Dear Your Thoughts, My Memories, we listened to the songs you posted on your MySpace page. At this time, we are unable to offer you the live gig at this year prom. After taking a poll, 98% of the students voted to have a hip-hop DJ. Fuck. 98%? That's not, like, all of them, though, right?
I told you, man. We should have made posters and t-shirts and run a grassroots campaign. I heard Story of the Year did that at their high school. And now look at them. They've hit the big time. Fuse TV? That's huge. I mean, it's like if MTV and regional radio had a baby. And a DJ? That sucks.
Right? A whole night of watching football players dance to Chingy.
Looks like we let Beck down again.
What do you mean we let Beck down? No way. I mean, come on. Hey, you guys. All three of us have managed to remain sober and celibate since Beck died. I mean, that's honoring the man.
Right? I don't know, guys. Sometimes I think to myself, would it be so bad if we changed the pack a little?
No way. Are you crazy? Do you hear yourself? WWGWD.
Huh?
WWGWD. What would Gerard Way do?
Yeah, you're right. Let's go downstairs and rehearse.
Hey, we should warm up with Mr. Jones. For my money, August and Everything After is the first emo album of all time.
Counting Crows? Hell no. Pet Sounds is the first emo album. Brian Wilson combined punk and the 60s on that record.
Punk wasn't even invented back when they made that album. Even Connor Oberst agreed that emo started in DC in the mid-80s.
What about Sunny Day Real Estate?
What? No. I'm going to look this up.
The debate of who invented emo has been going on in basements across America forever. But the truth is, no one truly knows. Emo is a subgenre of punk, indie, and alternative music defined by its heavy emotional expression. Emo is a shortening of the word emocore. Popular emo bands include My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, and Dashboard Confessional. The first wave of emo music originated in Washington, D.C. in the mid-1980s, where musicians broke from the usual sound of the punk scenes to focus on pain, loss, relationship failures, and other heavily emotional subject matter. Later, during the 1990s, the second wave of emo music hit and the scene spread out. It especially hit the Midwest. Hard. This resonated and took on a more radio-friendly sound. It went mainstream. Today, emo has many derivatives. Screamo, emo pop, and most recently, emo rap. There are a few characteristics most emo songs all share. Angst, sensitivity, and dissonance. Sorry, I'll shut up now.
Dallas, Ask Jeeves, first emo band ever.
Whoa, hold on. We just got a new message on our MySpace page.
Maybe they changed their minds. We could play the prom.
Hey, look, we're up to 128 fans. Not bad.
Maybe we should change the band name.
Not a bad idea. Lots of bands go through different names. Remember The Cure? Was originally called The Obelisk?
Well, what would we change it to?
Where's that band name list we started all those years ago?
I kept it in my desk.
Read it.
Well, first we were Fathom the Cry. Then we were Surviving Delusional. Celibate Society. Harm. The Harmed. Lucky Harms. And Harm and Hammer. Harmed and Dangerous. Animal Harm. And then Your Thoughts, My Memories.
I still like The Harmed.
Too much like The Used.
Good point.
Hey, virgins. Mom says you gotta clean up the basement. I'm having people over tonight. Football players.
Shut up, Sam!
You're a douche, Dallas. Tonight, Billy Zemblage is gonna promposal Rachel Witt at the 50-yard line. Then, 20 of us are coming back here for the party. I'd say you could come too, but you guys are losers. What's that joke the jocks all say about you? Oh yeah, what do you call a meeting of 72 virgins? An emo concert.
Well, Samantha, ask yourself this. Why are virgins so chill? Zero fucks given. Oh, that just made it worse.
Shit! Hey, look. I gotta go, guys. My mom wants me home.
We didn't even get to rehearse today, Cos.
Sorry, I have to go help my mom make dinner.
All right, Panic at the Costco. See you later, bro.
You know I hate that nickname. Okay, see ya.
He's been leaving rehearsal a lot lately. I mean, I hope he's okay.
He's fine. Do you want to go to Hot Topic? That'd be a dope song. Do you want to go to Hot Topic? Do you want to go to Hot Topic?
Sure.
Reminding all shoppers that all prom dresses and tuxedos are 35% off at Mammoth Tux. Remember, only 5 days until your prom night.
Ooh, 5 days, Tyson. Are you ready?
Yeah, right. Huh? What the? Dallas, look in the electronics store. What is that?
Emo Fest 2005 is Saturday in Cleveland. This is the night Emo-hio has been waiting for. Plus, Battle of the Bands contest, bring your local band and showcase for actual A&R representatives. And the grand prize, an opening spot on the Steve Sneaker Twisted Ambition Tour. And a free emo manicure from the Toledo Nail Barn. Visit Ticketmaster.com for $99 plus $30 service fee with a $19 convenience charge and a $9 courtesy charge. Emo Fest, Cleveland, this Saturday.
How do we not know about this show? A Battle of the Bands? And since when do they call this state Emo-hio?
It's because it's the same night as the prom. We were too busy rehearsing.
Screw prom. We gotta go to the Emo Fest. We could kill it. Cos can drive us to Cleveland. He's got his dad's car.
$100 though? There's no way my mom will give me $100. I mean, I still owe her for my eyebrow piercing.
Maybe I can get cash from my dad. Ever since my parents split up, my dad just like hands me money when I see him. It's actually kind of awesome.
Hey, if we could do Emo Fest, we can get our demo CDs out to like hundreds of people. We can burn them, print labels, and it should only cost like $300, right? I mean, this is huge. This is our moment. And to quote the greatest film ever made, up there, it's their time. Down here, it's our time. And that's all over the second we ride up Troy's bucket.
Holy shit. He's right. He's right about Troy's bucket. Fuck Troy. Can we start a fuck Troy chant right here and now? Just us two? Look, a across the mall. Is that Kaz? Why is he here? He said he had to help his mom make dinner.
He's holding hands with Tiffany. Tiffany Hart? The head cheerleader?
Okay, so Tiffany and Kaz were still secretly seeing each other. After all, if anyone found out about them, it would mess with their reputations. But when Dallas and Tyson saw them together at the mall, they felt violated. As if one of their own had strayed from the emo pack.
They're holding hands. Is Kaz dating Tiffany Hart?
No. Rule number 7 in any band, you never lie to your band members about going out with a girl.
What are the first 6 rules?
I don't know. I just made it up. Come on, man. Let's go follow him. Tiff, I think you would look great in Doc Martens.
You do? You seem so Batgirl.
I'm just a skater boy. Anyways, have you been in a Hot Topic?
No, I normally just hang at Abercrombie.
Come on, this place will change your life. He's taking her into Hot Topic? That's our place. We have to put a stop to this.
Meanwhile, on the football field, Billy Zemluge was about to promposal Rachel Witt on the 50-yard line. And the other football player, J.J. Dawkins, was going to secretly promposal Tiffany Hart. But there's one problem. Tiffany's at the mall. With Kaz.
All right. First of all, Carmelita football for life. Second of all, I got my boy J.J. Dawkins up here. We're going to do this promposal together. Rachel Witt, would you allow the starting fullback and outside linebacker, Billy Zemluge, that's me, to take you to the prom on Saturday night?
Oh my god, of course, Billy.
You're my main bitch. Woo! Ha ha! Now, J.J. Dawkins, do you have something you want to ask? Here's Mike.
You know, in the words of my favorite rapper, 50 Cent, better listen when I talk, don't trip. Yo, heat in the car, mine's in this bitch. I ain't trying to beef, I'm trying to get my drink on. Got my diamonds, my fitted, and my mink on. Woo! Yeah, baby, all right. So Tiffany Hart, yeah, girl. You know you the one I'm looking for. Where you at, girl? Where you at, baby girl? Tiffany! I said Tiffany Hart, where you at, baby girl? Where are you? Girlfriend? Where the fuck is she, man?
OMG, where is Tiffany?
I feel like a total rebel.
See? Doc Martens are cool. I own 9 pairs. Sometimes I use liquid paper to customize mine. I think customized shoes could actually be the future. You're just trying new things.
Speaking of which, maybe we should try some new things.
What are you doing? We can't make out in a Hot Topic dressing room.
Who said anything about making out? I thought you rockers were bad boys. Do you have a condom?
I can't. This. No, I just. Tiffany! You have no idea. I'm like.
Hey, Kaz. It's okay. Calm down. Our first time doesn't need to be in a Hot Topic dressing room, okay? Maybe it's not the most romantic place anyway. Well, maybe if you just ask me to prom already, we can plan a more romantic experience. Maybe some booze, some weed. You know what I mean?
We find a new drummer, stay celibate, and sober, and we make it. For Beck, for life.
For Beck, for life.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to prom. Together. Assuming you're okay with being seen in public with me.
Of course I am. It's time for us to reveal ourselves. I mean, we're seniors, you know? Oh, and you can get us a hotel room for the after party, right?
Of course. A hotel? Yeah. Yeah, my family loves hotels. Stayed in them my whole life. You know, Best Westerns, Marriott's, Red Roof Inns, all that. Hotel, no problem.
Yay, I'm excited. Okay, I have to get home. Bye. Hit me on MySpace later?
Yeah, of course. Bye, Tiff. Look, Tiffany's leaving.
What just happened in the dressing room?
I don't know. Just stay out of sight. Hide.
Hey, guys. What are you doing here?
More like, what are you doing here? cause. We thought you were helping your mom cook.
No. She sent me to the mall for some sugar, and you know, I stopped at the store. They have promise ring posters back in stock.
Dude, we saw you with Tiffany Hart. What's going on? Girls like that break up bands. She's gonna be like Yoko Emo.
What? You guys were spying on me?
No. Yes.
Look, Kaz, there's a battle of the bands next Saturday at an emo fest. Since we're not playing prom, we gotta go, man. We need you to drive.
I don't know. Okay? I have a lot on my mind right now.
Wait, you skipped rehearsal to hang out with Tiffany. What are you thinking? This is so out of your element.
Hey, maybe I want to experience something else. Maybe I want to drink or smoke weed. Or like, maybe I want to go to prom.
Oh my God. You want to sleep with Tiffany.
What? No.
What about Beck? Do you just forget about our pact?
No, Tyson. I didn't forget about Beck. I just need some time alone for a few days. Can you just leave me alone?
Whoa, did Kaz just quit the band?
This is bad. Do you think he'll still drive us to Emo Fest?
I don't get it, guys. Where was Tiffany? She was supposed to be at that field. She knew about this. Yo, beer me, Billy.
If it makes you feel any better, I would have said yes to you.
Of course you would have said yes, Samantha. I was all state last year.
Hey, Samantha, where's your desktop? Want to check my MySpace?
My brother has one in his room, but he's not here right now.
Your brother? That emo tool bag? Dude, your brother's room sucks. Who has this many posters of pale white dudes on their walls? I have one poster on my wall. Tila Tequila. Woo woo.
Holy shit, man. Look at Tiffany's MySpace page.
What's it say?
He asked me. I said yes. Time to try new stuff in my life? XOXO. What the fuck, dude? Who asked her? And he asked her what?
Bro, look. It's a picture of that emo clown, Kaz. The guy who covered himself in glue in 8th grade to make himself look more pasty.
What? Tiffany's going to prom with Costner Franklin?
What? Kaz? For my brother's band?
No way, dude. If Kaz Franklin even shows up at prom with Tiffany, I'm gonna give him a code NURPL, which involves two purple NURPLs and a mop handle, and we'll fill you in on the rest. It ain't pretty, but this shit ain't acceptable, and that's for real. I'm gonna hurt that little fucker. This is war.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Sometimes change hits you pretty hard. Kaz and Tiffany, together, doesn't seem possible to Dallas and Tyson. But there's more in play. Will Samantha warn her brother that Kaz's life may be on the line if he shows up for prom with Tiffany? Or will Kaz skip prom and join his bandmates at Emo Fest to get discovered instead? Will we learn what a code NURPL involves? We have a lot more for you on this season of Emo Prom Night. And remember, in the song Lyrical Lies by the emo band Cute Is What We Aim For, you want to be dressed in poetry, but imagery doesn't fit.
What does that even mean, bro?
I have no idea, man. You're like the girl with the high school wear.